Dance is something that can evoke a wide range of emotions. From modern dance rooted in folk music to Broadway blockbusters, the University of Louisiana at Monroe Dance Department will hold its Fall Fusion Concert tonight at 7:30 in Brown Auditorium. Assistant Professor of Dance Tina Malone joins me now. Tina Malone, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with why a fall fusion concert. What is the concept of fusion, first off?
The fusion concert actually showcases the talents of our dance ensemble. We showcase modern dance, ballet, tap, and jazz. And we basically give the audience, you know, a nice plethora of different dance styles.
So what's coming up for the concert tonight?
We're actually have a one-hour show. The first part is based on Cane River, Louisiana. That's a new work that I've presented. And then the second part of the show is musical theater based, presented by the director of the dance department, Robin Stevens.
Okay, well, let's start with your background is far more in modern dance. So the Cane River series comes from that background, and you have some origins history there.
Yes, my grandparents grew up in Cane River, which is actually 11 miles south of Natchitoches. And I've always been intrigued by, this is my father's side of the family. And I actually was inspired by a song from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Cornbread and Butter Beans, to do a work.
How did you pick Carolina Chocolate Drops for this?
I was listening to Prairie Home Companion, and Garrison Keillor said, all right, Cornbread and Butter Beans. And when I instantly heard the song, I was just hooked. And I said, I have to do a piece based on this song.
And as a choreographer, you hear something that you like and you immediately start thinking of it in terms of movement.
Yes, in terms of movement, how should it tell a story, you know, what dancers to use.
So this piece comes actually in three installments. Tell me about each of them and how they're different.
The first installment is dedicated to my great-grandfather, who actually settled on Cane River. And my great-grandfather always instilled throughout my family side about how hard work and your faith and family are the keys to a successful life. You have those three. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. You will always be happy with those three stabilities in your life. The second installment came actually based on a photograph of my dad, his cousins, and his brothers during the summer. And my dad would tell us that they did not go on summer vacations. They actually left Houston, spent the summer on Cane River picking cotton, would sell the cotton, and also pick pecans to have money for school clothes in the fall.
So it was a working summer.
It was always a working summer.
And then the last piece, evening, so the sunrise, midday, and then the last one is evening.
Yes. Evening actually came not only from the song Cornbread and Butter Beans, but it came from a photograph from my great aunt. And it's about a young man and a woman, and they were about to get married. They're about 17 years old. And right before they got married, the young man was murdered. Nobody knew what happened to him. So when I saw the picture, I knew that the song Cornbread and Butter Beans would just go with it.
So how do you translate some of these memories and from photographs into modern dance?
There are certain things that my family does, or certain movements we do, that I would instill certain poses in the photographs, even just the intent and trying to build a character behind those pictures. Just become movements, little seeds for movements, and become dance sequences and becomes a dance.
And how have your students adapted to doing this work?
They see it challenging, but I do see them enjoying it. And when I told them the story behind it, it was like, oh, wow, we really understand the movement, you know, so they're able to connect to the story and the movement even more.
And then the second half of the performance includes a lot of the work of Robin Stevens working with Broadway, which is her background and her forte. Tell us about those pieces.
Well, the first piece she's doing is 42nd Street, which she actually professionally formed in the revival on the New York stage. And she always talked about the people that she worked with, people who are familiar with the Law and Order series. Jerry Orbach was actually a huge Broadway star. So, you know, I told her, like, he's been my favorite actor, and that's my favorite show. And she was like, oh, he was nice. And, you know, I didn't really know he was as big as a Broadway actor until we started talking about her days on 42nd Street show.
So they're doing the theme song then, the title song.
The title song, and We're in the Money.
Both wonderful. And then also, she has a connection to the next piece from Damn Yankees.
Yes, with Damn Yankees, she's actually the daughter of a professional baseball player, Glenn Stevens. He played 18 years in the professional leagues. My understanding, 16 years with the Boston Red Sox. So she grew up around baseball, and that was her connection to the baseball number, Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
So the combination of her baseball and her background and dance.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And then also Bob Fosse choreographed Damn Yankees, and this is the first time that him and Gwen Vernon actually performed together.
And then finally, Chicago, which is going to be on the ULM stage coming up in the spring. So this is kind of a warm-up.
Yes, yes. We get to show the audience four numbers from Chicago, which, of course, I think is probably one of the most beloved Broadway productions. And again, choreographed by Bob Fosse. And the students are very excited because they are ready to do the full production in the spring.
So you're going to have many of the students from your classes this fall who will be in the production in the spring, too?
Yes, a number of them, yes.
So what gets you most excited about this concert tonight?
Just seeing the students perform, you know, seeing your work come alive on stage. Because there's always that nervous moment from leaving the steps and letting them take the steps and making it their own.
The Fall Fusion Concert is coming up tonight at 7:30 in Brown Auditorium. My guest, Tina Malone, is an assistant professor of dance here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Tina, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.